Good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. Can send us an email over at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. You can join our birthday club for free on our Discord that is in the show notes, and we'll shout you out whenever your birthday is. Not that many March birthdays. We really need to add that to the full calendar, but it's something I'm really excited for. I love doing the birthday club. You can also buy a bag of our Good Morning Johto Java Blend coffee that is in the show notes. I'm trying to think of anything else. You can help out our show by giving us a 5-star review wherever you listen. And if you'd like to help out financially, you can by joining our Patreon for as low as $1. We'll help us get ready for GoFest. I got the hotel and everything. Now we just got to get our tickets for GoFest. We got in our intern level Rachel, Nick, Kyle, Jamal, and Green Tea. Our board operators are Polly D and Mikey A. And our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much for your patronage. Now it's time for some Pokemon Go news. It's Wednesday. You know what that means? Tonight is raid hour from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. your local time here on this wonderful March 13th, Wednesday. Tonight, your 5-star is going to be Tapu Koko. Can be shiny as well. This electric fairy type is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Let's go over the counters. Here is your Mega or Primal counters. Primal Groudon is your top counter with Mega Garchomp in second. Your non-Shadow, non-Mega, you should bring some Groudons, Nihilego, Excadrill, Garchomp, Mamoswine, and Landorus. Basically anything that's ground, maybe some poison, but yeah, just bring some ground types. More than likely 3 people can take this out, maybe even 2, but 3 is probably the good number. This week as well, we're switching over. We have through the 14th, so we have one more day. We have Mega Sceptile. This is a grass dragon. We talked about the counters last week. Well, we'll go over some. Mega Rayquaza is the big one there, but your non-shadow non-megas is Baxcalibur, Mamoswine, Satitan, Kyurem, and Rayquaza, maybe even a Weavile. Bring your dragons and your ice types. But on the 14th, switching over to Mega Tyranitar, that rock dark type, I still need one. Bring your fighting types like Terrakion, Keldeo, Lucario, Conkeldurr, Machamp, and Hariyama. Your megas, bring that Mega Blaziken, or, man, is that the only one? Mega Lopunny, I guess, but yeah, Mega Blaziken is probably the one that I would bring. This week as well, we still need to cover, we have 2 events this weekend, so we start the Weather Week, which we talked all in detail about yesterday, that starts tomorrow. We have Community Day that we'll talk more about tomorrow's show, and Primal Kyogre Raid Day, that's this weekend, that we'll talk about now. From this Saturday, from, let's see, 2 to 5 p.m. your local time, you can remote your 5-star Primal Raids. You can encounter a Shiny. The remote raid limit is increased to 20, and that'll be Saturday, 5 p.m. local time, or sorry, Saturday, 5 p.m. to Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Primal Kyogre is a main water. Here is your, your Mega counters. Mega Sceptile, Mega Rayquaza, Mega Venusaur. The rest is just some grass and some electric, like Zarude, Zekrom, Zerkatry, Kartana. Oh, gosh, took a second. Oh, there's a lot of shadows. Raikou. And just basically, I guess, any shadow, electric, or grass type that you have. Lot of raids going on. We've covered Mega Raikou. It's just there. You know what I mean? Like, I know some people that are like, going for Shundos. Maybe it's good for some raids. But, yeah, like, it's just where it's every weekend and it's hard to get. Maybe this is the weekend, too, since with the primals and everything. But that's everything we have for Pokemon Go today. Short and sweet. Let's go ahead and see who our sponsor of the day is before we get into the TCG. We talked about yesterday the wonderful umbrellas that are coming by Umbreon this weekend at the farmer's market. But also, we got Sunny Sunflora's sunglasses. Say that five times fast. This weekend, these are sunglasses made in their own really cool patterns to keep you out of your eyes out of the sun by Sunny and their Sunflora sunglasses that are this weekend at the farmer's market. Nothing protects your eyes better than Sunny's Sunflora sunglasses. Proud sponsor of Good Morning Johto and the Goldenrod Radio Tower. Now it's time for some Pokemon TCG news. We don't mean to be running through it today, but we just cover whatever news is out there. So we got, let's see, last night, not too many tournaments running around. On a wonderful Tuesday night, there was, let's see, we covered some. Is there any VGC? We really want to start covering just a little bit of the VGC because the TCG is all about the same. We'll do this. There's a Mouse Tour Weekly that happened last night with 47 trainers. Let's go over the top four because there's a lot of Pokemon that covered in this. Top four, 7-2. We have St. Yopa with Indeedee Female, Tornadus, Iron Crown, Ogerpon, Urshifu, and Landorus. Third place, we have Irida 7-2 with Glamora, Tornadus, Urshifu, Ogerpon, Fluttermane, and Chiyu. Kyrogus 24 in second place with a 7-3. This is Iron Hands, Thundurus, Chiyu, Farfarig. I always say Farfarig. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. Ogerpon and Iron Moth, first place. A different team, and I like it. The boys are back. Got 10-0 record, undefeated, with Rapid Strike, Urshifu, Rillaboom, Incineroar, Landorus, Raging Bolt, and Shin Pao. Congratulations to them. What a cool team. VGC looks great. I just wish I was a little smarter to do it. Hopefully we can bring back some streaming here soon. I'm actually super, super pumped to play some TCG, but the VGC itself looks super cool. All right, Jeff yesterday was able to get us the sound of the day of Mega Sceptile to get us ready for raid day. But before we get into this, I just want to tell you, just as trainers out there, so we do plan on going to GoFest. I got the hotel. We just got to go get the tickets. The hotel's the big one. I will be getting up there. Probably, I want to be there all day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Last year, I got there half. I flew in from Goldenrod on Friday, Saturday, and then flew out Sunday. This time, I want to be all day Friday, all day Saturday, and maybe leave around the afternoon on Sunday. We're staying near Bryant Park. This is one that I can plan because this is a GoFest I've been to, which is crazy to think about. It's the one I've been to, that we will be staying around Bryant Park. We're planning a big meetup with a bunch of podcasters Saturday night that we could all run around just like we did last year. Wonderful friends of mine. We've already talked about it. I'm actually super, super pumped to be hanging out with all these wonderful trainers. Can't wait to see you if you're going to be there. You special trainer. If you don't think you can make it, it is... Look at Jersey. Look at some special Airbnbs. That's what we did last year. If we need to make, if you are going, let me know in the Discord. We'll make a special channel. I just know we're like our Discord's a little more homely, and we don't know how many people or trainers are going all together. But I can't wait. Each year we've grown and grown. It was surprising that people even knew who I was last year, just a few people. But that's all I needed. It was more making friends with trainers, and more importantly, just playing this game. I am so pumped. This is I'm never going to force myself to play this game if I don't like it. And I thoroughly enjoy playing Pokemon Go every single day. Literally, I've taken 1 week break. I played a little bit. Okay, we took a 1 week break, like for real. That was an actual break. But we also, I had to when I ran out of service when we went on the SS Carnival, whatever, last year. When we went to Mexico. That was like a couple days, which I wanted to play. But yeah, that was definitely something I was super, like the only breaks that we've really had. But that is everything for Good Morning Johto today. Like we said, we had a Mega Sceptile yesterday. Let us know in the Discord if you're going to GoFest. If not, maybe I can catch something there whenever I see you, special trainer in person, that can have something special that you want from GoFest. All right, Jeff, what sound did you get us today? Thank you, Jeff. And as I told Jamal a billion times, I never wanted to return to that city, Jamal from, what we call it, Wastewaters. I never wanted to return, but they just keep pulling me back in. Thank you so much, trainers. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning for a wonderful Thursday.